Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's now time for a chat with Barbara from St Thomas's Youth Group. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's all right, it's not too bad. Right, we've got a lot to cover, haven't we?
We have.
Let's get stuck straight in. Can you tell us a little bit about what the St Thomas's Youth Group is, please?
Yes, well, we've got a new priest at St Thomas of Canterbury, and he's very proactive in trying to get people to be happy and make them do things that they really want to do but they can't. So there was nothing for the youth in our group, and the local youth club has got over 200 children or youths in there, and they can't take any more. So he said, Barbara, we need some fundraising doing. And I said, yeah, I'll help there. So the first fundraiser we did was just before Christmas. We raised £1,300.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yes, we did. And it was in the Holyrood Hall. And we sold absolutely everything. People were very kind and generous and gave us loads of stuff. And we were open 10 till 2, which was 4 hours. And we raised £1,350.
That's an amazing achievement.
And that got the youth group started. And we've actually got 12 youths now. Some Filipinos are there. But it's open to most people, well, all people, who want to join us.
Okay, then. That's cool. Where is the St Thomas's Youth Group located?
It's at the back of St Thomas of Canterbury Church in the Macaulay Centre. And with the money that we raised, we got a table tennis table. We got a Sabutio table and some other table, I can't remember. Oh, yes.
A foosball table?
A pool table, that's
right. Oh,
right,
okay.
Yeah. And, yeah, and the youths all have pizza that night, so we give them a good meal as well.
Nothing and more pizza in the pool sounds amazing.
Yeah, and of course, it doesn't cost them anything. And it's just good for them, and everybody's welcome. Yeah.
Okay, so does St Thomas's youth group have a website or social media at all?
No, not yet, because I'm just the fundraiser. And I think I did say to them last time, this St Patrick's party that we're going to have will be the last fundraiser I do, because they've got to now be proactive and start raising funds for themselves.
You've done all that you can for them.
That's
to help,
right.
And it's like, right, I've done what I can, I'm now handing
yes.
the project over to you, and
yes,
then
that's right,
so you can then go and do whatever you need to be done.
Well, there's another fundraiser involved quite soon. We need a new cooker at the church.
Okay. No more pizza for the kids then. Right, so you've got an event coming up, haven't you? Can
That's
you tell
right.
us about the event that you've got coming up,
yes,
please?
Yes, it's on the 16th of March, which is a Saturday evening, 7 o'clock, and it's a St Patrick's evening. So it's really based on Ireland and Irish people, but anybody who's not Irish is more than welcome to come. We're going to have a two-course meal, which I'm cooking, and we've been given some venison from the deer farm.
Ooh.
And we've got chicken or a vegetarian choice, and then we've got some sweets as well, which I've not even thought about yet, apart from the cakes I make. It's £12. We've got a professional musician coming in, a singer and a pianist, and we've got a lady who's offered to come and play the violin. She's a professional violinist.
All right.
And I said to her, how much do you want? And she said, I want to give back to this youth club, because it used to be where I went when I was a young person. So,
oh wow, that's amazing.
Yes, yeah, so we're so looking forward to this evening. We're going to have lots of fun, and there's a bar there as well, so it's going to be great fun. And there's a hat competition as well, so if you want, it's not necessary, but it's optional, so if you want to make your own hat, there's a lovely prize. I can't offer you a Caribbean holiday, but It is a nice prize, I can assure you.
Okay. So is there any contact details for any people that want, if they want to know any more information about
the event? Yes, so if they contact me, it's ticket only, because obviously I need to know how many are coming for catering.
You need to know how many people are catering for, yeah, that's
so
understandable.
So if you want to book in, my phone number, is it all right to give that?
Yeah, no, if you're happy to do that.
Yeah, 078-545-27462.
Okay, that's cool. Hopefully we can raise some awareness for you.
Thank you. And
No, that's fine.
It is at the Holyrood Hall, which is another hall at the back of the church.
Okay. Josh, do you have any questions you'd like to ask, mate?
What age group is that's the youth group for?
So the youth group's usually 13, 14 to whatever age, probably 20 is the oldest.
Okay, so yeah. It's like... 14 plus up.
Yes.
So literally a youth group then.
Yes, and we're looking for youth leaders too. So it's not a paid job, it's a volunteer job, but you can be trained.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a very worthwhile cause, do you know what I mean? Because obviously the kids nowadays, they need something to do to keep them busy and out of trouble, do you know what I mean?
That's right.
So, you know, a bit of support and a positive mental attitude in the community always goes a long way, doesn't
it? That's right.
Have you got any more questions, Josh?
Is it for anyone, or do you have to go to the St Canterbury's Church?
No, there are some coming from the church, but there's other churches involved that anybody can go, really. We welcome anybody to come.
Okay. And what is the details about that upcoming event again, please?
It's St Patrick's Day, and it's the 16th of March at 7 o'clock prompt.
And the contact details again, just in case people...
Contact Barbara on 078-545-27462.
That's great. Thank you very much
for your time. Thank you for having me.
It's been great. Thank you very much. And then all the best for your charity fundraiser.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.